Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Actually, today we're in Acts chapter 1, as Jesus gave this promise right before he ascended into heaven. He said, "But you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Today's passage is the passionate command that Jesus gave his followers just before he ascended into heaven. This powerful passage contains four important parts. First, there's the promise, the power through the Holy Spirit. Jesus will always provide us with the strength we need to do whatever he calls us to do. The Holy Spirit lives in each believer, and he encourages and empowers. Secondly, there's the command, "You will be my witnesses." Jesus said that our assignment is to tell others about him. Empowered by the Spirit, we are to share the message of Jesus. Third is the scope, your world and the whole world. Jerusalem describes your immediate area. "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, then to the ends of the earth." Jerusalem describes your immediate area. This includes your home, neighborhood, community. Judea and Samaria describe a broader scope of influence. This could include your city in which you live and the places where you go to work and interact with people. The ends of the earth describes the world. We are to take the gospel and support the taking of the gospel to every part of the globe. Then four, the motivation, our love for Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:14, Paul writes, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all. Man is a sinner separated from God. God paid the penalty for man's sin. Our love for Jesus and our love for others compel us to share the message of grace." So you have a couple of choices, right? You can sit, soak, and sour, or you can put passion into action and follow the command of Jesus. You know what you need to do, what you must do. The question is, what are you waiting for? Father, give me the courage to not only hear your word, but actually get up and get out and get moving. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.